Ever heard about rocks, pebbles, and sand? This is like a really short clip on that concept. When it comes to time management and performing meaningful work, this idea of having big things, medium-sized things, and smaller things comes up very often. Most teams and organizations tend to focus on the small things, like the processes, allocating timesheets, filling them, having meetings, thinking stuff in groups. Those might not be as impactful as creative work, thinking, writing, coding, testing. That sort of work is a lot more impactful because it's hard. It requires a lot of focus, a lot of concentration, and you need the right conditions to do them. Having meetings is not as demanding. I might be running into a controversy there, but in reality, when you have meetings with others, you're either relaying information that's already there. It does not require a lot of creative thinking, or you're making decisions that are based on work you should have done already. So here's an interesting thought. Ask yourself, what are your rocks? The big ones. The size of those rocks is the impact of that work in your purpose, your goals. Pick those first. Start with them early in the morning or whenever you start your day. When you're done with the rocks, then you can focus on everything else. Because those rocks are the ones who generate a lot more impact. What's interesting about this concept of the rocks, the pebbles, and the sand is that they have to fit in a jar. Your jar has a size of your own. I have a size, you have your own size, someone else has their own size for the day. It's all about the amount of energy you can put in a day. It's all about the time you give yourself for doing work. There are a lot of different factors that influence that size. Depending on the size of the jar you have, it's always going to be the same every day. And you have to pick and choose what goes into the jar. If you only pick sand, you're doing a lot of not so meaningful work every day. And that means that by the time you have to pick a rock, which is impactful work that's going to affect others, it's going to make someone else happy, it's going to make yourself happy, you won't have the space because you filled it with sand. Sand is not as good as rocks because they're not as impactful. If you only fill your work with sand and pebbles, everything else that you've worked for, everything else that you planned for either that day or that week is not going to fit. And you won't feel as productive. You won't feel as happy. You won't feel as meaningful and purposeful. Start by picking the rocks first. Only then you have space for the pebbles, which are a little bit less impactful, but they're still impactful. And you'll have the time to do it because you've put in the rocks first. Then at the very end of the day, you can pick the sand that's going to fill the rest of the day. You've done the major impact work. You should feel already very happy, very accomplished for that day. You're leveraging the remaining hours of the day or the week or whatever time interval you want to do other things that might be important or urgent, but they're not as impactful, right? So having sort of meetings, conversations, sharing results, submitting timesheets, that sort of process-like stuff that kind of keeps the gears going. They're also important, but they're not as impactful. That stuff should go at the very end. They tend to be repetitive, monotonous, although still somewhat important. So do those at the very end where it's a lot easier and where you're a lot more motivated and happy because you've done what you had to do. And that feels good. I hope you found this concept of rocks, pebbles, and sands useful to you. Let me know on LinkedIn if you found it useful. Share your story. I'll be speaking to you very soon. Make it a great one today.